WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop.
Good morning. It's the Plan B Morning Show, 7:34, Brock Hunter. So dumb.
So, yeah, they're just kind of waiting on Bam, man. Jackass 4 in the works.
I can't
Paramount
believe it.
Signed on.
I can't believe it. Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Crazy. You know? I don't think they should do it. I don't think they should do it. I really don't.
I think it's time. I think this would be a good time for the last. I think it'll be good.
Well, and I'm getting... Got a weird noise. Everything is like falling apart right now. I'm listening to you, but my computer shut off for no reason, and it won't load back up. Hey, there's weird humming into my headphone. What the F is going on? Seriously, it's been loading forever. Well, anyway, I think we can still get to it. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
All right, considering that you have... all of the basic necessities to survive. So you have all of that. If you could be quarantined anywhere in the world, where would you pick? You know, we're stuck. And I kind of bring this up, too, because, you know, recently Tom Hanks made the announcement that, okay, he tested positive for COVID-19. So him and his wife, Rita, were stuck in Australia. Mm-hmm. Now, more than likely, they probably had a pretty sweet setup in Australia. I'm guessing they weren't just staying like, you know, at the Best Western. They probably had a pretty nice deal, you know? And so for 2 weeks, they're stuck there. And that doesn't sound too bad. You imagine being on a nice coastal town, a nice retreat in Australia. So if you had all the necessities to survive, where would you be quarantined?
Is the pool at the Red Roof Inn open?
No, it's never open because it should never be a thing. ever.
I was thinking about this one, man, and there's like a lot of outdoor locations that I'm thinking about. And I can't put my finger on one of them, so I think I'm going to go with this one for now. And this is until I think of something better. But did you ever watch Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory?
Yeah, of course.
You know, maybe that building would be an absolute... It would be awesome.
You know what?
Just be quarantined inside of that warehouse of just activities.
That's not a terrible answer at all. I was not expecting much from you, Hunter. And that's actually a great idea.
You know?
That's a great... I mean, that'd be a great spot. You'd have all the fun stuff you can horse around and do.
He's got everything in there.
Yeah.
Man. Ramps, hoops, go-karts. It's just anything you can think of.
Now,
riding ranges.
Would that Chanel girl be there? Because I think that'd be fun for like a week, and then I would be like, all right, she needs to go.
Is Chanel there laughing, or is she just there?
Just there in maybe a skimpy outfit. If she's not saying, if she's not speaking or laughing, yes, send your worst sexist emails to Brock at WIRX.com. But unless you know this woman, you don't understand. Honestly, Hunter, that's a great idea. I think that's a great spot to be stuck in. It really, really is. All right. Well, I got to top that. That's going to be tough to do. That's going to be real tough to do.
Good luck, bro.
Good luck, bro. I mean, honestly, I think you kind of know where I would be. I'd be up in the UP. Uh-huh. I would be all the way up in the middle of the UP on some body of water in my little camper, just right there. I would be so happy. I could just go out and fish. And hunt and ride a dirt bike, and that's all I would need.
This isn't far-fetched, Brock. You could really do this.
I know I could. And honestly, like, there's a part of me, it's like, I wonder if I could I take the phone up there, though? I don't think the internet is that good. That's the only bad part.
How about this? So since you've been going to the studio the whole time, we got to get permission. If we Lysol down and I get checked and I'm fine and I'm good, I feel great. I feel fantastic. Uh-huh. For like 3-4 days, you go up to the UP and I'll give you the equipment, you broadcast, and I'll run the board.
Instead of 3-4 days, how about 3 months? How about that?
How about you kiss my aunt?
She's kidding. This is BS, man. I got to keep coming in here. But that's what I would do. I think anywhere where I could just be out in nature, you know, just basically I'd like to go camp somewhere awesome for 3 months. That'd be dope. That'd be pretty cool. So
it's pretty good. I like that.
I like your answer too, though. I'm very impressed. Usually you don't get it until about the third break, but you crushed it today. You crushed it.
I would have had that little dog pulling me around on a skateboard.
It'd be perfect. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. Assuming you have all the necessities, basic necessities to survive, if you could be quarantined anywhere, where would you pick? We got more when we come back. Stick around. Good morning. 744, Brock Hunter.
Foot long. Who got the foot long?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Assuming you have all of the basic necessities to survive, all right? So you got your water and your food. What?
Spell that. Necessities.
Dude, I tried doing this yesterday. N-E-C-C-E. I don't know. I can't. I'm terrible at spelling, all right? I'm pretty, not smart. Anyway, let's take a phone call. If you could be quarantined anywhere, where would you pick to be quarantined? I think, maybe, if I got this. Hello? Hello? WIRX, hello?
Hey, I'm calling about the subject of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Where would you be quarantined?
A library.
A library?
Well, because they have internet, they have movies, they have books, and you said we could have all the supplies we need, right?
That's actually, you know what? That's a very thought out answer. I was thinking maybe you're going to come at me with something totally ridiculous, but that's a very well thought out answer.
Yeah, because I'm thinking you need to be entertained. And even though books are kind of, you know, books, but like I said, they always have internet. Yeah. They have movies there. They got, you know.
You'd be sad, man.
Kids, if you had kids, they got kids' books. They got all kinds of kids' activities there.
And if you're needing some alone time, they have National Geographic, so you're good to go.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Yep. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Not sure about that one, Brock.
No, well, I thought that was a very well thought out answer.
Yeah, I got the internet, I got movies, I got everything right here in my basement. I don't need to go no effing library. I didn't even know those things still existed.
They're still around. Yes, I thought it was a very thoughtful thought out answer. So I'm going to go with it. I think it's good.
It's too quiet. Too quiet.
Just too quiet. That'd be nice. You know, kind of calm. You know, be good. I like, we got some great answers on Facebook. Carrie said, Florida. All I need is sunshine and a pool. Have you ever listened to this show in WTF of the day? Carrie, that's a terrible idea. Florida, where all the psychos are?
You know, maybe she's looking for entertainment, though.
I guess.
Because that's the place to go.
That is. That is the place to go for psychos. Let's see. Diane said, a secluded island in the Florida Keys. All right. If you got your own island, I would take that. Lee had a good one, just in the woods with a lake, except for the perfect temperature out. I like that. That's good. You know, like middle of the summer, nice out, you know, bugs not too bad.
See, it's hard with the quarantine thing because everything's shut down. Like initially I wanted to say like Universal Studios,
yes.
But what? Nothing's happening.
Yeah. You don't got anybody there to operate the ride. So you're going to be screwed unless you got to learn yourself. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. You have all the basic necessities to survive. Where would you be quarantined if you could pick anywhere in the world? More when we come back.
7-WIRX, everything that rocks.
Danger zone! Danger zone! Danger zone! Anyway,
I mean, people do say you look like Tom Cruise.
Damn right they do. Don't you deny it. Don't you deny it. Anyway, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. If you could be quarantined anywhere in the world, and just mind you, you do have all the necessities to survive, so you'll be all right. You'll be fine. If you could be quarantined anywhere, where would you be? Hunter, I think you had a great answer. You know, coming at it with the Dream Factory, whatever that is. I like
Fantasy
it.
Factory. Fantasy Rob Factory, Dyrdek.
That's it. Let's see. Jason said inside a locked Walmart alone. That way I could eat ice cream while riding a bike nude without being kicked out this time. That's fair.
You know, there's a lot of stuff you can do in Walmart. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Nicholas actually said Walmart. Now hear me out. Video games, movies, beds, bikes, you name it. They got it. That's true.
Hey, didn't we do a story on somebody that actually did that? Didn't they like live on top of a Walmart for like a year or something?
Something like that.
In the attic, and they used all of the stuff in the store.
yeah.
to survive for like a year.
It, honestly, if you're going to do it, and it's, if it's a 24-hour Walmart, I mean, mm-hmm. you just look like you're shopping when
okay,
you're
actually. So you're quarantined to Walmart, Brock. Where, yeah. What's the first section you go to? What's the first thing you do?
I would probably go to the deli section and make myself a nice artisan sandwich.
And nice Sammy.
And then I would go over to the furniture section, grab a chair or some kind of recliner and some, and then I'd go over to the electronics and sit there and eat my sandwich and watch TV.
I think I would go to, I think I'd put on a pair of Velcro shoes right off the bat for comfort wise.
Yeah. Comfort wise. Of course. Of course. Yeah. You want to be comfortable. You want to be right. comfortable. You're an idiot. Let's take a couple phone calls. Where would you be quarantined if you could be quarantined anywhere in the world? WIRX, hello.
Hello, I was calling about the question of the day.
Yeah, what do you got?
I say the deja vu. There's plenty of entertainment and there's food.
You know, and I'd expect that of other people, but not from you, ma'am. Not from you. All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
WIRX, hello.
Playboy Mansion, as long as I had 100 guests. With me, or you know, like 100 of the women.
You know, you already got to worry about catching the coronavirus. You don't need another virus caught at the Playboy Mansion, for God's sakes. All right, man, thanks for the call.
Yep.
You're playing a deadly game there at the Playboy Mansion. That place
Someone's
is just filthy.
Yes, yeah. A deadly game.
You know what, though? Is the Playboy Mansion still a thing since Hugh's dead?
It is still there. I think someone else bought it.
Really?
Yeah, I think someone else bought it.
Do they keep it the same, or do they turn it into like an auto parts store?
Either way, I hope they deep clean that son of a bitch. Look, like
it's not a car wash.
It's a car wash. Working at the car wash. All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back. Stick around. Rock one.